You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. Another San Antonio area school superintendent is preparing to leave office. TPR's Corey Cook reports.
Northside Independent School District Superintendent John Kraft announced he will retire in January of next year. Kraft has led the district since February of 2023. The leave marks the latest leadership change at one of the region's largest public school systems. Northside serves about 99,000 students and operates more than 100 schools across Bexar County. Kraft said serving Northside ISD has been the privilege of a lifetime. Under Kraft, the district promoted expanded school choice options while navigating enrollment declines and ongoing budget challenges. Kraft's retirement continues a period of upheaval in local school leadership within the region's three largest districts, Northside, Northeast, and San Antonio ISD. The school board will consider its next steps for a superintendent search at its June 9th meeting. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
Game one of the NBA Finals is tonight in San Antonio. TPR's Steve Short has the details.
It's a rematch of the 1999 finals between the Spurs and the New York Knicks, and it's the first time the Silver and Black have been in a championship series since 2014. It's been a long playoff run for the Spurs with a Game 7 win against the Oklahoma City Thunder in the Western Conference Finals. That took a toll on fan Brittany Esparza-Marin.
Honestly, we're stressed. Every fan is probably the same as me, where we're stressed out every single game only because we want them to win and we know they can win. We know what they can bring to the table, but honestly, it's stressful. I don't think the series is calming at all.
Tonight's game is set to tip off a little after 7:30 in the Frost Bank Center. It can be seen on ABC and the ESPN app. I'm Steve Short in San Antonio.
And San Antonio police are ramping up patrol tonight after a San Antonio teenager who was critically injured during Spurs honking celebration died on Tuesday. 17-year-old Jose Joey Rodriguez was removed from life support. His grandmother announced his death in a social media post. Rodriguez was injured last Thursday night after falling from a vehicle during celebrations on Southwest Military Drive. Guard Dylan Harper asked fans to celebrate safely after the Spurs' Game 7 victory on Saturday.
I love y'all. Be safe out there in San Antonio. We're not done yet. I understand y'all are excited, but we got to be safe out there. You know, we shout y'all all the time. Y'all travel for us. Y'all do everything. But please just be safe tonight, because we still got a lot more basketball to play, so just be safe.
San Antonio police urge fans to stay inside vehicles and follow all traffic laws. Police say they have increased patrols for tonight's game. They'll also maintain an increased presence in celebration areas throughout the remainder of the series. Food insecurity is becoming a major issue for many families across the country. Many are having to choose between what they want to eat versus what they can afford to eat. One collaborative in Texas is trying to solve the issue by providing aid to people in need. Dermy Everett, the director of Waco-based Baylor Collaborative on Hunger and Poverty, has a couple of immediate recommendations.
Adopt the summer EBT program, which basically puts an extra $30 on a SNAP card a month for kids when they're out of school. Another one is the SNAP program. There are some significant changes passing along a lot of the cost of the SNAP program to the state. Texas is going to go from spending about $146 million a year to almost $1 billion a year.
4 million people previously eligible for SNAP have been moved off the rolls following a push by states looking to reduce SNAP accessibility. San Antonio children can get free breakfast and lunch at dozens of locations across Bexar County this summer. School districts, charter networks, and nonprofits are participating in the federal Seamless Summer Nutrition Program, which provides meals at no cost to anyone 18 years and younger. No registration, identification, or income verification is required. Northside, San Antonio, and Northeast school districts are among those offering meals at schools, libraries, and other sites through late July. Families can call 211 or visit squaremeals.org to find a nearby meal site. Again, that's squaremeals.org. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.